Frank, we just heard Bernard Flynn say that this is a big game this evening for Meath and indeed for Donegal. Do you concur?
Definitely, Tom. Two, I suppose, traditionally big hitters in their province and even outside that there. And I'm sure no different, you know, Meath have had to look at Dublin's dominance inside Leinster over the last number of years and it's probably hurt them really badly. They probably went into this season, you know, after a Division 2 campaign that... I know they didn't gain promotion to Division 1, but they were impressed enough towards the end of it, and the way they performed maybe against Louth in their Leinster quarter-final, it gave them a bit of optimism ahead of Kildare, but resoundingly beaten there. So they probably, no different than ourselves, scraped through their first qualifier at Sligo. I think they had a two-point victory there. So definitely in front of their own supporters in Navan, this is a huge game for Meath. And of course, we've all known, we all had, I suppose, looking at Donegal, and the optimism maybe that our league campaign give us, shattered by Tyrone, and of course very tentative and nervous out of the blocks against Longford in the qualifiers. So there's a lot of question marks hanging over both outfits this evening, and it's very hard to know what to expect as well, Navan.
How much was last week's performance, which most people saw as a poor performance against Longford, a very poor performance, given that Longford played, what, three quarters of the game with 14 players. How much of that was down to a loss of form or that, shall we say, that first round qualifier syndrome?
It's a load of things. I think first round qualifier system, you might correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but I don't think we've ever set the world alight first game out of the blocks. And, you know, in an interim period since, I've talked to people like Ray Sweeney, Damien Diver, John Gilday, and they'll tell you it's really just a matter of getting back on the horse there. The only disappointing thing, maybe, Tom, is you look maybe at the quality of the opposition. Longford, I think we went back to basics, maybe showed them far too much respect in how we set it up defensively. I think we could have been a lot more adventuresome, Balbathay, and really went at them, you know, maybe put somebody like Michael Murphy a bit closer to goal and go at them, and I had a bit of a cushion, because I know a lot of people, there's gloom on the faces coming out of Clonus, you know, a month ago, but there's plenty of gloom on faces coming out of Balbathay last week too, even with the victory.
And as you said, travelling away this evening, do you expect a big crowd to travel?
It's hard to know. I was very surprised with the 10,000 crowd that was in Balbathay for the Longford game. Listen, Donegal have a great support, and we remember, some of us that are a bit longer in the tooth will remember some of the great adventures we've had through the qualifiers in years gone by. We've just never had it at this juncture because we've been in six Ulster finals in a row. It'll be very interesting. All I can talk for is around home. The usual supporters that you see January, February and March at away National League venues, those are definitely the guys you'll see in Navan.
Tell me, what's the news team-wise this week?
I think Cian Mulligan's struggling. I think Owen McHugh picking up a knock is a slight concern, but I mean, the only guessing game which as par for the course over the last few seasons for us as journalists and even supporters is wondering what side Donegal will start. We'll see how Donegal, what 15 takes to the field on Saturday evening and what approach we take against Meath. We
expect changes. A lot of people saying Martin McElhinney, Hugh McFadden probably need to be in.
Well, definitely. The Martin McElhinney one's a strange enough one considering how Martin's performed in the two games he's come in. And he's one of those players that he adds experience. A ton of experience and a ton of what I noticed against Longford is that we lack that man breaking a tackle and being direct and making the yards, which gives you that numerical advantage going forward. Martin gave us that. He chipped in with 2 points as well. I definitely would like to see him come in the middle. Whether we can afford, we could have afforded to put Michael Murphy closer to goal against Longford. Again, you have to weigh up, you know, the jump and quality of opposition. I think Meath will be a step up, and I don't envisage Michael Murphy being pushed in towards the edge of the square, which a lot of us would like to see. But Hugh McFadden definitely gives you that extra option, because there's a big strain on the man on Patrick McBertie in there. He's been in a huge shift over and back, and it's something maybe that Patrick's not getting credit for. He's probably one of the hardest working forwards about, insofar that when that space is squeezed off and teams are dropping back one or two sweepers, Patrick will still give you a hard shift in there. And of course we know he's dangerous in terms of score getting, but he also, you know, a focal point up there in the zone, it can be lonely. So somebody like Hugh McFadden in beside him might give us a wee bit more balance in terms of if things aren't going right in front of Paddy, we could send one or two long ones in the Hugh. But as you say, I definitely would envisage maybe those two players coming in.
And finally, you expect a tough test this evening?
Definitely expect a tough test. And I said, whatever about the Longford game, definitely this is just a game I think we need to get by. It's probably a result that's going to need to be ground out, Tom. I suppose the disappointing thing was from the Longford game was that there was a game that had to be ground out, and given that, you know, the level of opposition, Division 3, Division 4, we should have really maybe had a bit more despair there. But I definitely think a one of any description would definitely set us back on the road and looking forward to maybe, you know, better things down the road. But again, it's just I think it's a contest that Donegal just need to get out with the skin in their teeth, and I would take a 1.1 definitely now.